Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 2 Kings 25, verses 8 to 12. 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 8 to 12. On August 14 of that year, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard and an official of the Babylonian king, arrived in Jerusalem. He burnt down the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. He destroyed all the important buildings in the city. Then he supervised the entire Babylonian army as they tore down the walls of Jerusalem on every side. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took as exiles the rest of the people who remained in the city, the defectors who had declared their allegiance to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the population. But the captain of the guard allowed some of the poorest people to stay behind to care for the vineyards and fields. My theme for reflection is lessons from the ashes, obedience and its rewards. Lessons from the ashes, obedience and its rewards. The story of 2 Kings 25, detailing the complete destruction of Jerusalem, marks a somber moment in biblical history. This tragic event serves as a reminder of the consequences of disobedience and the importance of living in accordance with God's commands. As we reflect on the desolation of a city once filled with glory and majesty of Solomon's temple, we find a deeper understanding of how quickly splendor can turn to ashes when God's people stray from his path. Jerusalem's destruction illustrates the severe consequences of Israel's long-term disobedience and idolatry. Despite repeated warnings through prophets, the people of Judah hardened their hearts and turned away from God. This historical episode underscores a crucial spiritual principle. Disobedience to God's laws invariably leads to downfall and destruction. The Apostle Paul echoes this sentiment in 1 Corinthians 10, urging believers to take heed of Israel's mistakes to avoid similar downfalls. In stark contrast to the dire outcomes of disobedience, the scripture consistently teaches that obedience to God brings life and prosperity. Deuteronomy 30:16 implores us to love the Lord, walk in his ways, and keep his commandments, for in doing so we will live and multiply. The promise of life through obedience is not merely about earthly welfare, but encompasses spiritual vitality and eternal blessings. As followers of Christ, we are invited to experience this abundant life by aligning our actions with God's will. My dear friends, today we are continually faced with choices that test our obedience to God's word. Living in a world that often glorifies autonomy and self-sufficiency, the biblical call to obedience seems countercultural and challenging. However, the lessons from Jerusalem's fall remind us of the importance of aligning our lives with divine principles, not as a burden, but as a pathway to true freedom and fulfillment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life might you be resisting God's commands, and how can you begin to align more closely with his will? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart of repentance to continually renew your commitment to live obediently under God's sovereign rule? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your holiness and righteousness. Teach us to learn from the past, understanding the severe consequences of disobedience, as well as the life-giving power of walking in your ways. Help us to embrace obedience not out of fear, but from a place of love and devotion to you. Strengthen us to resist the temptations to stray from your path, and empower us to live lives that are pleasing in your sight. May your Spirit guide us back to you whenever we wander, and let your forgiveness restore us to fullness of life in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.